What you are about to hear is a show from the Framework Archives. We'll be back with new editions after our summer break at the beginning of September. In the meantime, for further information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Framework needs your support. For information on becoming a regular or one-time donor, once again see that website, www.frameworkradio.net.
Canada appelle la campagne de Crimée, qui permet aux Parisiens d'évacuer le niveau de la Seine. En 1910, le zoo va être jusqu'à la barre.
C'est-à-dire que ce livre n'existe pas encore.
You are listening to Framework on Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Patrick. We're listening to another track from the Social Interiors CD on Endgame Records. We began listening in our last regular edition 2 weeks ago. 4 long tracks on this album. We'll be listening to the other 2 over the next several shows. Framework is a show for field recordings in all of their forms. If you'd be interested in submitting material for airplay, or especially if you'd be interested in recording a Framework introduction for us, please don't hesitate to get in touch. You can contact us, as always, via email. Our email address is framework@talk21.com. Or you can find us on the web at www.resonancefm.com/framework. You can also have a look there if you'd like to see our archive of playlists with detailed contact information for all of the artists we've featured, or if you'd like information on subscribing to our podcast. So one more time, that website is www.resonancefm.com/framework, and the email address is framework@talk21.com.
that I consider noise and that I consider music, and it makes me really value silence more, but like you can never get complete
there
silence.
There is that
anymore.
Deep listening, I think, focus in the other space, which is more dramatic.
That's true.
And the sound could, you know, kind of fill the space and you could be very small. Here you're really touching the sound, you know, closer.
You never notice how quiet it is down here until we actually talk about how loud it is up there.
Okay, and now our walk for that day begins. This is Dr. Power's office. Thank you, Dr. Power, blah, 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 blah.
Great.
Huge sigh of relief. A little cognitive therapy on myself. Hello, and a big load is off my back.
And this was you, when was it?
This was within the last, maybe December.
December, well.
Either right around finals week or the week thereafter.
Huh.
Because campus was deserted.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I chose this walk, because I had an epiphany.
Okay.
On the way to the food court.
Oh, did you? Great.
So I'm walking here. Okay, what should I do? Should I go home? Nah, I need to get something to eat. I haven't eaten yet. Oh, hey, you know what? Togo's is a sandwich shop. They might have something I can eat. I'll bet you they have a turkey sandwich and I don't need any of the mayo and all that stuff. Well, let me figure out what I'm doing here. So then I walk in. And I'm quite sure I stopped right down here.
Under the bridge thing.
Yeah, for a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we don't have to read.
I'm not talking about staff, I'm about wanting to get
quality and free.
Music and clarinet performance, and I'd be, you know, LA Philharmonic.
Did you?
That kind of stuff. And I realized, you know, shortly afterward that performance isn't my thing. Like, it's fun to play and stuff. I'm more of a researching and writing kind of person rather than performing. So that's what I changed lanes into.
Interesting, yeah. Well, it's good to find that out.
Here, and I always thought it was really funny because this bridge is, you see they put a warning up here.
Oh yeah.
This bridge is like 14 feet tall. Well, the next one's 13 feet tall. And notice that this one doesn't look too banged up, but that one over there is really banged and chewed up. So I always think of the 14 foot tall truck that makes it fine under the first bridge, gets to the second bridge. and
it's not just because of pollution from cars, but this whole valley area was known as the Valley of Smokes, even during when the Indians lived here, because of the, it's sort of a natural, what do you call it, cauldron.
Oh, right.
And so everything kind of settles in here.
Sometimes I think about the future and I get depressed, but because I still don't know what I'm going to do, you know? But sometimes I think, oh, I could do this, I could do that. But so I'm like, sometimes it's, depending on my mood, I would say, like, you know, whenever I'm...
goes off. Yeah.
I always
sometimes
think,
tired.
If people do something bad to me or good to me, it doesn't matter because I'm going to learn something from it. Like, some people, like, really do meaning stuff to me. You will curse my feelings. But, like, after that, I learned I will never do that to other people. My life is more happy now.
Wow. What a gift. This gift.
Yeah. It's great.
And it was not, you know.
I just feel like without.
Yeah.
Fine tuning of the essence of whatever that moment is, you're going to miss it.
And it's trying to get to my window, and I feel like someone's trying to get in. You know? I like change. Like,
yeah. I'm already getting tired. This is so sad. I need exercise.
Thank you.
You are listening to Framework on Resonance 104.4 FM. We're listening in this edition to sounds by Planes, OS, Social Interiors, Eric LaCassa, Viv Coringham, Jeff German, Jan Novak with Jamie Druin, and Alan Rupsey. If you'd like any further details on any of those artists or any of the tracks you've heard on the program, drop us a note to get a copy of the playlist, or have a look at the website for the playlist archive. Once again, the email address is framework@talk21.com, and the web address is www.resonancefm.com/framework.
been listening to a show from the Framework Archives. We'll be back with new editions after our summer break at the beginning of September. Once again, for any more information, or for information on becoming a Framework donor, please visit our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.